The Bone Sparrow.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
1. Page 3. Sometimes, at night, the dirt outside turns into a beautiful ocean. As red as the sun and as deep as the sky. I lie on my bed, Kuni's feet pushing against my cheek, and listen to the waves lapping at the tent. Kuni says I'm stupid, saying that kind of stuff. But it's true. She just doesn't see it, is all. Arma says there are some people in this world who can see all the hidden bits and pieces of the universe blown in on the north wind and scattered about in the shadows. Kuni, she never tries to look in the shadows. She doesn't even squint. Ma sees, though. She can hear the ocean outside too. You hear it, Ni? I whisper, my fingers feeling for her smile in the dark. In the morning, the ground still wet and foamy from where those waves washed up, I sit and trace the hundreds of animals that have swum all the way up to the tent, their faces pushing against the flaps, trying to get a look at us inside on our beds. Kuni says they aren't real beds, but just old army cots and even older army blankets. Kuni says that a real bed is made with springs and cushions and feathers, and that real blankets don't itch. I don't think those animals would know the difference or really care much either. This morning I found a shell washed up right along with those animals. I breathed in its smell. All. Page 4. Hot and salty fish, like the very bottom of the ocean. And even though Kuni doesn't believe, and grunted about when was I ever going to grow up and could I please quit bothering her all